Hello and welcome to Greenish, the only podcast that discusses what money and kale have in common.
From money and kale to mindfulness and capital, our mission is to discuss this intersection while speaking to the entrepreneurs that fuse both.
We're your hosts. I'm Ari.
And I'm Kate.
And today we'll go over the basics, who we are, why we're here, what we're all about. And first, we'll tell you guys a little bit about us.
Everyone, my name's Kate. You can call me Yarby. It's what my friends call me. Like we've been saying, I go to UNC with Ari, and we really bonded over our passion for health and wellness, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But health was really instilled in me from like as long as I can remember. Like my first memories were the supplements being pulled out of the cabinet. Like I always say, I learned about the gut microbiome like truly before I learned how to multiply in school. Like spent my 21st birthday at a sound bath. Like it's always been something that is so core to who I am. I received my health coach certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and have always been an athlete for as long as I can remember, like soccer, field hockey. I'm still a big runner now. I absolutely love Pilates and yoga and everything, but this experience in athletics and also the highs and lows in my own physical and mental health just really stimulate this like love for always digging deeper. I always attribute this to my mom because when I was growing up, she like never let us take Advil. It was always like, what is the root cause? This really prompted the root cause philosophy that really is core to integrative health. And that is like not just taking a pill to do like a quick fix, but really saying like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Like, what is my body trying to tell me? And then also from the like entrepreneurship side, I've always had a love for startups and working for startups like Sakara and Danny Joe. And then also VC funds that back these startups have always taken such a love for founders and founder stories and wanting to, like I said, like dig deeper, knowing all about them, the ins and outs of how they got to where they are. And just to take it back to health for a sec, I think looking at my past, it really caused me to look at everything I consumed. You know, health isn't just food. It's how do I feel when I'm in the sun in the desert and it's shining on my face? Or how do I feel when I'm around these certain friends? Or how do I feel when I'm listening to this music? Like wellness is portrayed as so one-dimensional, but it's not. It's not just exercise and food and calories in, calories out. It's so much more than that. It's your career. It's your relationships. It spans so far into every category of our life. And in that same vein, a podcast is something you consume too. Like you're spending your time with us, whether you're like walking to class or work, you are spending your time with us. So likewise, we want this to be something that you consume that brings you joy and you feel like you have two best friends cheering you on and you're inspired. And we're just grateful to even be a part of your day.
Hey guys, my name is Ariana, but you can call me Ari. And if you've met me, I'm probably talking about the wheat processing in America. I am gluten-free, unfortunately, or I'm going skydiving, or I'm experimenting with a new recipe in the kitchen. Shameless plug, if you haven't checked out the recipe section on our website, you are missing out. I've been an elite triathlete since I was actually 7 years old, and would definitely call myself a student of nutrition. You know, the food is fuel mentality is one that I've lived my life by. And growing up, my mom always said the words fat and skinny were totally not allowed in our household. You're either healthy or unhealthy, and your body looks a certain way as a result. I think it's really hard to exist in today's world with social media and just so many really hard societal standards. But I'm really excited to share my passion for health and wellness, you know, along with hopefully inspiring some of you to listen to yourself more than you listen to others. My passion for entrepreneurship also actually began at a really young age. I started a nonprofit when I was 12 and raised over $300,000 for homeless kids in Dallas, Texas. And since I've been in college, I haven't been competing in triathlons, but I've started multiple companies and have really just gained so much knowledge and experience through trial and error. To keep it short, I think a long-term goal of mine is actually to become a professional triathlete and, you know, maybe one day change the nutrition facts label, but we'll get into that later. But my career path includes helping to globalize sustainable farming practices and just help with the childhood obesity epidemic. Okay, so now I think we should get into a little bit of how we met. So Kate and I didn't actually meet in a typical classroom setting. We're both actually students at UNC Chapel Hill and participated in the abroad program through the entrepreneurship minor. And Kate was actually on one coast in New York and I was on the other in California. But because it was during COVID, our classes were online. So we were in the same virtual classroom together for the entire semester.
And we actually went to lunch like before the program started. Or it was coffee. And remember texting you because you were on the list. We had like a list that they provided of everyone and like where they were from that would be in the program. So naturally you're like looking up everyone, like seeing their background. I remember finding your like triathlete website page and being like, she's so cool. Like what? And I remember texting you and being like, hi, you want to get coffee?
Mm-hmm, totally. Well, and honestly, I feel like the entrepreneurial side of both of us totally came out in that conversation too, because both of us are not really the type to accept things as they are. We're both definitely the type to always challenge the status quo. I remember in that one meeting, also just for the record, for all of our listeners, Kate and I have only been in person like 3 times. Over the course of this podcast being made, I just want to make that clear that we are like really good business partners virtually. But yeah, I just remember that conversation. We both were like asking so many questions and we had the same frustrations about like the system and just about these very large macro topics. And we both wanted answers and were very frustrated about how a lot of things were. So then after the program ended, we got lunch again before the start of my senior year and the start of Kate's junior year. And
I remember like we sat at lunch until we had a name. We had this like long list, like money and wealth, like money and health and health is wealth and like all these names. And then we finally came up with Greenish and just kept meeting about it. Kept being really consistent, like fleshing out the mission, like what we wanted to talk about. And here we are.
This has literally been a year in the making. We have been so strategic and thorough and methodical about everything. Everything that you guys are seeing at this point has been fleshed out a million times over and over and over. Our branding is so on par. We wholeheartedly believe in our mission. And I think we're both just really proud of ourselves and proud of what we've produced so far.
For sure. And let's talk a little bit about like, what is Greenish? Like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do here? Like, why are we here? So Ariana helped start a specific nutritional science track at UNC, and I'm an integrative health coach. And so people always come to us. They're like, what is gut health? What supplements do I take? Like all of these questions. Why don't we do this on a larger scale? And also bring in the people that are experts in this, in the fields that are starting companies that align with what we're talking about, what we're passionate about.
I think we saw that there was a bigger need and that we could do something about it.
For sure. And I think also it kind of was a testament to the fact that like these conversations needed to be spoken about for people our age. And so bringing in the entrepreneurial passion that we also have, we saw that there's like these two sides. And one is like hippy dippy wellness, like relax, like self-care, take care of yourself, go to Pilates, get a smoothie, like focus on your health. And then there's this other side, which is the girl boss, the go, 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 like don't stop working, like you're very on top of it and motivated and everything. But people never really talk about these two concepts together. They're kind of separate. These female founders that bring these two concepts together. So they start companies in the wellness field. So they are the girl boss, but they're also the wellness. And then they also are very skilled in creating routines and creating habits and rituals that bolster their ability to show up every day as a founder And that's really what we want to get into. And we noticed also, like in a lot of the podcasts we listen to, it's just kind of the founder saying like, this is how I did it. Like chronological order. I went to this school, then I had this job, then I fell into this path, and then I started this company. And something about it is like, it's not very actionable. And it also kind of like always stressed me out because I was like, okay, well, how do I do it? And so that's another goal we have is like every episode we want to be actionable. Like this is how, you know, the manufacturing process worked for this entrepreneur, but also like, this is how to take care of your gut and like just really providing you with how do you do it yourself.
We did a ton of research to make sure there was nothing like Greenish already out there. And exactly what you just said, I think rings true. Every single one of our episodes is so actionable. Sometimes Kate and I will listen to them again and just like, I mean, I feel like every single time I listen to an episode, I feel inspired and I feel ready. And I feel like I know exactly what I need to do in order to make XYZ happen for myself, which I feel like is very special to this podcast for sure.
For sure. And I feel like every time we have an episode, I'm like taking notes. Like, yes, it is about the story and it is about the founder, but also it is about our listeners and what they can do and how they can apply it to their own lives. And so every episode, like, for example, we have the Greenish goal where the guest says one goal that they want to set for our listeners. Like, how can our listeners take control of their wealth or their health or.
And yeah, also on top of that, we realized there wasn't really anything out there that was directed towards college age kids or kids in their 20s. And so everything we are going to be talking about is really centered around people in their 20s. I mean, I feel like sometimes I hop on a podcast and sometimes I feel like one, it'll kind of just go through the person's history and their life. And again, like what Kate was saying, not super actionable, not super applicable to my life. Or two, they'll be talking about a demographic that is just not me. And again, it's really hard. I feel like I tune things out when they talk about important things because I feel like I just don't know how to apply it to my own life.
And also, I think that I have been listening to like the entrepreneurship podcast since I was like 10. And something that I always felt like I walked away with was like, okay, I have to wait until I'm 45 to start a company. And the podcaster is almost like looking back with the entrepreneur because they're older as well. And what we really want it to be is like looking ahead with the entrepreneur, like how can we do this now? And another thing is we just want it for all of our listeners, like Greenish to be like a breath of fresh air. Like we want you to see Ari and I as like your best friends, like DM us, tell us about your day, ask us questions. Like it's the same thing as our friends asking us, like, how do we take control of our gut health, for example, like just on a larger scale, like we want to be there for you. We want to bring on the guests that you want to hear. Like we want it to be a community and we want it to be fun and also real authentic conversations.
I feel like nothing is filtered. I feel like nothing is off the table for us. Anything health and wellness related, we can talk about gut health, we can talk about mental health, we can talk about stress, we can talk about any of that stuff. And then we can also talk about anything entrepreneur related. Let's talk about how to start a company. Let's talk about, oh my gosh, my first company failed. I am in debt. What do I do? Like, let's talk about all the nitty gritty things.
Yes, we want to get into the nitty gritty because I feel like when it's not nitty gritty, sometimes it just looks flawless. Like it's like the Forbes cover that you see, like, oh, things just fell together and it didn't fall together. Like there's so much that goes into it. And that's what also brings in the wellness aspect is like, you see the founder on the cover of Forbes, but you don't see like the yoga session that they did before that, that got them into the mental state to show up every day and lead a company that has 100 employees and be the best version of themselves that you can be. And no podcast really tackles that. And that's really what we want to illuminate is like behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I am so excited about this.
Me too.
I hope you guys can tell how passionate Kate and I are about this and how literally in between homework assignments, like at ungodly hours of the day, we are working on this because we are just so passionate about it because it's so important. It's so real and it's never been done before. And we are just so pumped to have the opportunity to do this. Okay, so just like how we do on a lot of our episodes, we wanted to end this recording with a speed round of questions. Typically, we'll do this at the very end with our founder or whomever is on the show, but we wanted to do a quick little speed round of questions between Kate and I so you guys can get to know us a little bit better.
And in our mission statement, we say our podcasts are as if you're sitting with us at a picnic table outside of Erewhon. If you haven't been to Erewhon, please go for us. And there's nothing better to do when you're eating with someone than playing like, what's your favorite? Or like, I call it the question game. So that is what we're going to play now, just so you can get to know us a little bit.
Okay, so to kick things off, what is your favorite workout class?
It really goes back and forth. Like some days it's like the high intensity, some days it's like the low impact. I love the class by Taryn Toomey. I love it because people, I feel like, really try to take, this sounds weird, but like take the emotion out of working out. Like it's so like, leave your thoughts behind, like don't think about anything, don't think about any worries, whatever. The class by Taryn Toomey, they're playing like Lana Del Rey, like people are crying, people are chanting, like people are dancing. Like it's very much of a, like a hard workout, but it's very like bringing you back to your like emotions, if that makes sense.
Mind, body, spirit. Yes.
Yes, exactly. That's really what it is. And it's such a like a liberating class. It's very fun. But I also love Body Rock in the City, SLT, Solid Core, any type of Pilates. Some days berries, but that's like, I got to be in the headspace.
In the mental zone for that one.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, so I'm actually not a huge workout class person. My background is in triathlons, like I mentioned earlier. And so growing up at like, I started competing in triathlons when I was 7. So I'm pretty good at just being solo and in between my two ears when I work out. I don't know why, but working out alone, I'm a huge fan of. It's definitely like a very big mental, I want to say it's like a mental cleanse for me. And it's kind of my form of meditation, I'd say. But yeah, so I'm a huge fan of anything cardio related, obviously. I love cycling and running and swimming. But as of within the last year, I've gotten super into weightlifting, which has been so fun. So hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit more about that on our show. Okay, what is your favorite post-workout snack?
There are these things called Asha Pops, and I cannot explain the taste. They're popped water lily seeds. And there's one that's vegan cheese. They're so good. Like it tastes like a cheese ball, but they're very light. Oh, so they're good for like after a workout. It's like, but it kind of like, you know, after a workout, you kind of crave salt a little bit. Mm-hmm, it's like just enough salt, but it's very light. They're really good. What's yours?
So it's actually on our website. Guys, be sure to check out our website. We have a ton of amazing recipes created by both me and Kate. But it's probably the protein pancake recipe. And I'll do like little mini oatmeal egg white protein pancakes. And then do like slices of banana and cashew butter in between them and make like a little sandwich and then dip it in honey. And it is like crack. It is so good.
Oh my
God. Huge fan. And you're getting all your protein.
Also, her food photography is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you could be in a movie, what would it be?
Oh my God, that's really hard. So I'm like for sure a big action comedy movie person. Oh wow, that's really hard. Cause like I wouldn't mind getting saved by Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. But also like The Notebook is like a classic, like hello. That's really hard. What's yours? Do you have one?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I have one. All my friends like listening to this are gonna roll their eyes because I talk about this movie like every 5 minutes. But it's called The Talented Mr. Ripley, which if you've seen it, you might be like, wait, what? But it's like, kind of like a thriller, like Gone Girl psychological mm-hmm. vibes mixed with like a Slim. Do you know who Slim Aarons is? Okay, he's like my favorite photographer. It's like a Slim Aarons, like idyllic, like beautiful scene, like takes place in like Venice and Rome and like Amalfi, mixed with like this psychological thriller. And it's Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, and Matt Damon.
Oh my God. That's stacked. That's so stacked.
But also the ending's like a little bit, you just need to watch it if you haven't watched it, it's like the most aesthetic movie you've ever seen in your life. So I'd say that.
Okay. I'm with that.
Ocean or mountains?
Okay. I'm going to do the loophole for this. I'm going to say mountains by a lake. I think Lake Tahoe is just like it.
Oh, I love Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm a skier, so I love that. And I love hiking and backpacking and that world. But also, I love the water. So I think I'm going to have to do with mountains by a lake. What about you?
Desert. I'm a big desert person.
Whoa.
My family like grew up because we would go to Palm Springs all the time. We go like outside of Las Vegas a lot. And there's just something about the desert. Like if you've been to Joshua Tree, like just the environment there is so unlike anything else. And I love how like hot it is during the day and then cool at night. And just, it's very freeing. I love it.
Okay. What is one of your favorite places you've ever traveled? This is a hard question.
I love Africa. I went to Tanzania when I was in high school to do Kilimanjaro. And
you hiked Kilimanjaro?
Yeah.
Stop.
It was awesome. It was like, I recommend to everyone. It was just like the best experience. And the people in Tanzania are just so kind, so happy, so grateful. Like they just are amazing. And then I went to Marrakesh a few weeks ago and the same. And I've never met people that are that kind, like in my entire life, except for when I've been in Africa. And so, yeah, that's like my favorite place. I want to go like to every country there. I love it. I love the people. It's also beautiful. What about you?
I think I'm going to have to say Alaska, actually. So I've never been to Alaska in the winter, but I've been to Alaska in the summer three different times. And all three times were for backpacking trips. The first one I did with my dad, actually. And then the second two I did with a program. And all of them were for like two-ish months of backpacking the whole time. And it was just so phenomenal, so beautiful. Like, we got stuck in blizzards in the middle of the summer. It was just epic. And it was the kind of backpacking trip where you shower once in a month, like once a month showers. But the water is just so incredible. We did a kayaking backpack trip, like where we kayaked from island to island in glacier water.
Whoa.
Like what? It was like neon blue. It was amazing. It was so cool. So Alaska, I think I'm going to have to say Alaska. Okay. So Kate, who are you most excited to speak with this season? We have an incredible roster of people we are going to speak with. So please tell me, do you have a favorite or somebody you're most excited to speak with?
I am very excited to speak with Laurel Gallucci. She started Sweet Laurel, which is my favorite bakery in the world. It's in Los Angeles and Pacific Palisades Village. Favorite cake in the entire world. My mom gets it shipped. I'm from North Carolina, so she gets it shipped to North Carolina for every Christmas, Thanksgiving, like birthday, whatever it may be. And I'm just so excited to get into her story. It's just a crazy like turn of events, and very much we talk a lot about food as medicine, and it's very aligned with that philosophy. And I'm just so excited to get into her story. What about you?
I think I'm going to have to say Rachel Krupa. She's the founder of Krupa Consulting. And that conversation, I'm thinking, is going to be way more entrepreneur oriented. And she's just kind of all around a badass. And I'm really, really excited to dig into how she got to where she is and how, and to talk about some of the more actionable things about how our listeners can really apply her trajectory to their own lives.
We're going to ask our guests to set a goal for you. So this can be from mental and physical health to how to start a company to how to master your wealth. So Ari, to start off, will you set a greenish goal for everyone?
I think the goal that I want to set for our listeners would be with the concept of fill your cup. So this kind of goes back to your cup is your life, and what you fill it with is what should hopefully be most fulfilling. And at the end of the day, if your cup is not very full and you don't really feel fulfilled or very content with where you are in your life, then you probably need to rethink some things. But most of the people that are feeling that way don't even know how to rethink things. You know, like you just feel that way and you feel kind of slightly empty and you don't even know where to start. So I'm really excited to connect with those people that feel like they need change, but they don't even know where to draw energy or where they, what they can do to fix that. Because yeah, at the end of the day, all of our cups should be pretty full. What about you, Kate?
A big thing I want to emphasize is the need to not compare. I think that something I always lived by was like, stay on your yoga mat. And like, if you think about it in yoga, if you're looking around at like what other people are doing, you're going to fall. And even I was a track runner. If you turn around to see like who's behind you or where other people are in comparison to you, like the next thing you know, you're going to be in the back. Like, and I think that that's such an application to life. And I think that's something I want to emphasize before we get into these conversations is when I would listen to entrepreneurial podcasts, I would think like, okay, so I've listened to all these episodes with founders across different industries that had backgrounds in this and this and this. So I need to gain all of this experience in all of those things so that hopefully one day I can do the same thing. And I don't think that that's true. Like you don't have to be a jack of all trades. Like for all of our listeners, like look at your skill set, like look at your gifts that are so unique and so special that you bring to the world. And I think a big quote is like, your job should be where your skills meet the world's greatest needs. I think that's something in that's prevalent in every single founder we talk to is like, they know their skills and they also know what they want to do to make the world a better place. And when you listen to these episodes, see it in light of yourself, like see it as what we're talking about, like see it as actionable and see it as like, how is this going to move me forward? And let it be like we were saying, like, let it be like freedom for you. Like, let it be something light and something that's inspiring and not something that like stresses you out or makes you feel like you need to do all of these different things. Like, let it be something that inspires you and then let that like inspiration be what propels you forward.
And on that note, thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode. We hope you enjoyed getting to know Kate and I, and we're so excited for you guys to get to know our brand a little bit better. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode.
You can find anything we mentioned today linked in our show notes.
And if you want more, make sure to go to our website at www.agreenishlife.com.
And don't forget, we release new episodes every other Friday. We'll see you next time on Greenish.